heads together. Crumbling croissants that speak to me of a tortured soul. I scream into my coffee cup and still can't fill the hole. I did not ask for this, but they did it to me anyway. Through smiles at broken dreams, they fed my fears and left innocence awash with tears. All this because I defended myself too well. I can't remember when I was free, a blank wall screaming to be heard, and the doctor has me held down again to squash my cries for freedom. I hardly feel the needle. They are helping me, you see, helping me not to feel, and yet my tears are real. Painting a cell's blank canvas with burned rubber from regulation shoes, and to comfort me they write madness in a folder for their own amusement, that mercy knows no escape from courtyard fences that stretch out forever. Shattered windows and bleeding hands were only the red runs for my tears, scarlet anguish to hide the bruises of the years. Now I am their label, pinned to my heart, and I have no insight nor play any active part in this their treatment of the human condition. They do not let go. They need this much control. This is mental health. They deny my reality. It is all they think of me. They held me down, man on man, twisted limbs, and laughed at my protestations. Still the croissant crumbles, and as I try hard to swallow, I reflect that nothing really feels like emptiness.